A good friend of mine wrote a book called Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And along with that, his name is Robert Kiyosaki, along with that, he created a game called Cash Flow. And this game is a game that helps people learn about money and success around money and passive income and all kinds of stuff like that and see where your foibles are and where your mistakes are and all that. And you learn how to play the money game outside by playing this game inside. And last year at Millionaire School, we had the great fortune of bringing in the absolute number one cash flow facilitator in the world to play cash flow with us in the Guinness World Book of Records world's largest cash flow game. And raise your hand if you were fortunate enough to play here last year. Great. Did you have fun? Yes? So this year, we brought Darren Weeks back in again. Tonight, we're all gonna play cash flow. Excellent. Now, Darren is not only a facilitator for cash flow, but in his own right, he's just a super guy. He does a lot of teaching in this arena. Not only that, but in his 20s, he was already successful buying properties, building businesses, just like the game teaches. And today he lives totally off his passive income and started doing that in his 20s. Good or good? Excellent. So, a massive peak potential training. Welcome for Mr. Darren Weeks.
Thank you. Thank you. Awesome. Thank you. Last year I flew in, and thank you very much, Har, for inviting me. I flew in at about 5 o'clock in the afternoon to present, and then the next morning I got up at 5 a.m. to fly out. I had a special occasion. My son was going to be born any minute. And I wanted to say thank you very, very much to Gail and the entire staff at Peak Potentials. They were phenomenal last year, and again today they've been phenomenal. Can we give them a round of applause? Maybe look to the back. Super, great. Thank you very much. Have a seat. Talking about flying into town, how many people did fly to Vancouver to attend? A few people. I'm not sure if anybody was on the same flight that I was on a few days back, but I'm kind of nervous to begin with flying, and I get on the plane, I get comfortable, sit down. You know how if you just get up into the air and you're horizontal again and the pilot comes on, usually that deep voice, you know, flying time, I'm from Edmonton, flying time to Vancouver today is going to be 1 hour and 32 minutes and so on. You know that feeling? He's going to say that? So he starts to say that and he says we're going to fly at 540 knots or whatever. And all of a sudden he screams, goes, ah! And the plane kind of jumped. And I was like riveted to the seat along with many people in the airplane. My heart gets fluttery just thinking about it. And that would probably scare most people. It scared me. And for about a minute, there was some screams and some, like, nobody let go of the handrails at all. And about a minute later, the pilot comes back on and says, oh, sorry about that. Didn't mean to alarm anybody. But the flight attendant came in and dropped, spilt hot coffee on my lap. And he says, you should see the front of my pants. At the same time, somebody in the back says, you should see the back of mine. It had that effect on many of us. Anyway, all freshened up and just very glad to be here. I appreciate the introduction. I appreciate being here. Tonight, we're definitely going to play Cashflow 101 or 202. We'll go through the criteria on if you've graduated or not. And think for a minute. A world record. I mean, it was amazing to be part of that, and I want to thank Harv and Robert again for asking me to be part of this event and for teaching people about financial literacy. It's wonderful to be involved with the Rich Dad organization. I just want to say thanks again to Harv and to Robert. So let's give them a little bit of a round. Thank you. Now, I do have some business in Vancouver. And yesterday I was downtown, and it's a big downtown. Again, I'm from Edmonton, Alberta. It's about 1 million people. About 1 million people. So I keep telling everybody across North America. Anyway, Vancouver's got a very big downtown, and I'm sitting in a lawyer's office, and I got talking to the receptionist, a very nice lady, and she started to kind of complain about her job and the way that she would go to work every day. You know, it's a far commute from where she lived. I think she said it was like a, I don't know, like a 50-minute commute. She'd get on the SkyTrain, I think you'd call it, and get to work following everybody shuffling in, and then at 5 o'clock, the same thing. They turn around and go back to the SkyTrain, to her car, and back home. By the time you get home, you're tired. That's the rat race. Can we relate to that? Who's in the rat race? Rat race? How can you escape it? That's what we're going to focus on tonight. How can you escape the rat race? How can you get out of that situation? That's what we're going to focus on. Why do you want to escape? What's your motivating factor? Freedom? Peace? What else? What is your motivating factor to escape? Why do you want to escape? You want off? Okay. Big dreams, think big. He's pretty cute. That's now Connor, and he was born about 10 and a half months ago. And although I was free before Connor was born, if that's not motivation enough, if you have children, nothing would be for freedom. So I'm not sure what your compelling reason is, but we're going to talk about compelling reasons, and we're going to talk about one other item that's very important, of course, that's called action. Connor does it for me. The only way to get out of the rat race is by taking action. And today, yesterday, in the next few days, you're going to have so many different opportunities to take action. It's phenomenal. For Harv to put this entire event together is just a coup. I give him credit for doing that. It's amazing to educate people even more. Very much so. Thank you. This is kind of uncomfortable for some people because it really makes you look at yourself in the mirror. So if you're not quite sure if you're rich or if you're not rich financially, we'll just do a quick calculation. And why I liked Rich Dad Poor Dad so much and Robert's works was it's just so simple. I used to think as a youngster you needed, you know, $10 million to be rich, or 50 or 2. Everybody has a different number. But this formula does it for you.